Good evening, welcome, and thanks for tuning in to Express FM. We are Captain Sarah, Captain Gemma, and First Mate Elliot from the Pompey Pirates. We're here with you for the next hour with a very special show this evening. For those of you who are regular listeners to Express FM, you may well have heard from us at Pompey Pirates before, and you might already know that we are part of the Literacy Hubs, a Portsmouth-based charity aiming to help communities across the city to gain the literacy skills they need to thrive. After the past few years, it has never been more obvious how important literacy skills are for the future chances of our young people. So before we get stuck into our show tonight, here is the founder of the Literacy Hubs, Becca Dean, to explain a little more about the work that we do.
The Literacy Hubs is a charity that is supporting communities across Portsmouth to gain the literacy skills that they need to thrive. And the Pompey Pirates supports children from the least advantaged communities across the city between primary and secondary schools. The literacy underpins everything, and all of those skills are fundamental to succeeding in life. Every hub will be shaped by the community. So what makes us so special is the fact that we are here in the heart of the city, but we are an unconventional learning environment that you might never normally come across. We're a pirate ship. We're an exciting space. We're different to after-school clubs or intervention where children might get pulled out of lessons and not feel comfortable. We want them to feel happy and come to us and feel excited. I'm really incredibly proud of the children for being so brave and trusting us and coming to the ship and the impact that it's having on their confidence, self-belief and self-worth.
As you heard there, Pompey Pirates is an incredible, exciting and fantastical place that children from across the city visit once a week for additional support with their literacy. And a huge part of the work we do together is focusing on creating meaningful, published projects so that they can share their amazing imaginations and talents with the rest of the city. Which brings us on to this evening's show. Over the past few years, there have been some amazing examples of young people speaking out about environmental issues, and we knew that this was something that our young pirates also cared really deeply about. We wanted to give the pirates the chance to share that passion, express their opinions, and maybe even teach people something they didn't know. So we set them a bit of a challenge. We asked them to help us create a radio show all about the environmental impact of using palm oil. So since April, the pirates have been working incredibly hard, researching their facts and writing some really interesting, informative speeches that we are going to share with you right here on the radio tonight.
I'm Elliot, and I'm here with Captain Sarah and Captain Gemma from the Literacy Hubs. Tonight we are further exploring the fascinating topic of palm oil use with the help of the Pompey Pirates. I expect many listeners may know a little bit about palm oil already. But if you don't worry, our pirates have got you covered. It's a tricky but very important issue, as our pirates have found out. Let's hear what they have to say about this fascinating topic. Our speeches tonight come from the Year 4 Pirates of the Tuesday Group from King's Academy Northern Parade School. And here are Pierre, Riley and Lola C to start us off.
Hello, my name is Riley and me and my team are going to talk about palm oil and how growing it is having a huge effect on the natural habitats of orangutans.
Hello, my name is Pio. Just imagine if we were to use less palm oil, as over 50,000 orangutans in Indonesia have died.
Hello, my name is Lola. Staggeringly, palm oil is found in 50% of all supermarket foods. 48 football pitches worth of rainforest are destroyed every minute.
We must leave corridors of rainforest between the palm oil trees to allow sustainable farming.
We must use less oil, but remember the poor farmers who need to make a living.
One of the good things about palm oil is that it produces 3 to 8 times more oil than any other oil crop.
Thank you for listening to our speech. You can help this sorrowful situation. Tell your friends.
Look for the sustainable palm oil sign.
My name is Lily.
And our names are Henry and Caleb. Today we are going to discover the impact of using too much palm oil. Did you know that 50% of the products in the supermarket contain palm oil? Why is palm oil bad? Because to grow it, you need so much space. In fact, 48 football fields worth of rainforests are destroyed every minute to make space to grow it. This means that animals like orangutans lose their habitats and their homes. 50,000 orangutans have died as a result of deforestation. Another problem with deforestation is that this makes more greenhouse gases than cars, trucks, planes, boats and trains put together. This is very bad for the environment.
If we want to keep eating Oreos and pizza and chocolate,
then we must make the product of palm oil fair and sustainable for everybody.
Hello, we are Don,
Ava,
and I'm Lola.
We are talking to you about the importance of using sustainable palm oil. Did you know in order to grow palm oil, we need to clear areas of the rainforest to make space for the oil palm trees?
Trees are chopped down and burned, and this is called deforestation. Did you know deforestation produces more greenhouse gases than cars, trucks, planes, boats and trains combined? Greenhouse gases make the planet hotter, which melts the ice caps and affects the polar bears and the penguins by destroying their habitats.
Polar bears and penguins aren't the only ones losing their habitats. Trees in the rainforest are being cut, carved and cleaved, which kills 25 orangutans a day. Orangutans are going extinct. Also, we can have cookies, chocolate and other delicious snacks.
Isn't it crazy that 50% of food in the supermarkets have palm oil in it? Palm oil keeps food and other products together and acts like glue. Also, palm oil produces the most oil compared to other kinds of oil crops, three to eight times more, in fact.
Is palm oil all bad?
Should we boycott palm oil? No, if we boycott palm oil, the farmers won't have money to live. Plus, we would have to grow other kinds of oil crops which needs more space.
Instead, let's use sustainable palm oil.
Sustainable palm oil is palm oil that's grown in a way that doesn't cause lots of harm to the planet. The RSPO Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil is working to ensure palm oil is grown sustainably by stopping deforestation, treating farmers fairly, and protecting animals and habitats. What can we do to help? We can buy sustainable palm oil by looking for the RSPO label on the packaging at the supermarket. Please help us to help the orangutans.
Some really interesting points raised by our pirates from Northern Parade Tuesday's group. Tonight we are further exploring the fascinating topic of palm oil use with the help of the Pompey Pirates.
Hello, my name is Rosie.
My name is Louie.
And my name is Carter.
We all attend Northern Parade School and Pompey Pirates.
Have you ever thought about the link between palm oil or orangutans?
I know what orangutan is, but what is palm oil?
Palm oil is oil found in 50% of all supermarket goods and products.
Like what?
Bread, biscuits, soft drinks, washing up liquid and even lipsticks are just some of those products that contain palm oil.
How does that affect orangutans and other wildlife? Orangutans live in the forest that are being destroyed to make way for the palm oil and plantations. This is called deforestation.
Deforestation causes the loss of orangutans' habitats and food source. The effect of this is like losing an area of forest the size of 48 football pitches every minute.
That's horrific! How many orangutans die a day because of their loss of habitat because of palm oil?
25 per day. That's 9,125 per year. Over 5,000 orangutans have died in Indonesia as a result of deforestation.
That's shocking. What else does deforestation do?
The loss of trees contributes to the increase of carbon dioxide, which is bad for the environment and increases global warming.
Why do we have to use palm oil?
Because you get 6 to 10 times more oil from palm than other oils like grapeseed, olive and sunflower.
Why not just ban palm oil to save orangutans and other wildlife?
That would solve the problem. However, farmers working on the plantations would lose their livelihoods and would be unable to support their families. Palm oil is grown as a monoculture, which is where only one type of plant is grown.
deforestation to create plantation destroys the wide range of foods needed for orangutans to survive.
That's devastating and shocking for the world's wildlife. What is the answer?
I'm sure we all want the orangutans to live, but we also need palm oil. The answer is a sustainable palm oil growth.
What does sustainable mean?
Sustainable means a balance between saving wildlife and responsible plantation for growing palm oil that do not take away the habitats of orangutans and other wildlife.
How can we all help?
We don't want to ban palm oil, but we can all help by buying products which contain sustainable palm oil.
How do we know that something we buy in a shop has palm oil from sustainable source?
You can look at the ingredients on the packet to check.
Is there any other way to check?
Yes, the RSPO, Roundtable for Sustainable Palm Oil, will place a logo on the product to show it is sustainable. This is good for our wildlife, our forests, the earth, and of course, our love of biscuits and chocolate.
Yes, we all love biscuits and chocolate. So next time you go shopping, think about what you buy and how it affects the habitats of orangutans, pygmy elephants and Sumatran rhinos.
Imagine a world devastated by deforestation with no wildlife left as it becomes extinct because we want to have our palm oil. Help stop this threat now.
Please help save our wildlife by spending a little time checking what products we buy contain sustainable palm oil.
And make sure we have a sustainable world to live in for years to come.
I'm Rosie.
I'm Carter.
And I'm Louie.
Thank you for listening to us and goodbye.
Hello, my name is Florence and I am with two Northern Parade friends called Penny and Jack. We are going to talk about the disgraceful palm oil.
There are some good things about palm oil, Florence. Did you know that many things you buy have palm oil in them?
Like Nutella, Oreos, lipstick, instant noodles, detergent and bottled diesel.
We all eat palm oil, so do you.
Okay, Jack, those are the good things, but there are too many disgraceful problems with palm oil.
Growing palm oil trees is destroying the rainforest and habitat for lots of different animals.
Which animals are under threat? Tigers, snakes, pygmy elephants, birds and insects and orangutans.
Orangutans are starving to death because the trees that provide their nutrients are being cut down to make way for palm oil trees.
Instead of cutting down the rainforest trees, farmers could keep wildlife corridors. This is helping the orangutans and other animals to survive.
Everyone needs to care more about nature. Do you want to keep these animals safe and healthy?
Yes! Check the labels to see if it has palm oil, to see what you are doing in your life. That will help.
I hope you took in what we have been talking about today on the radio, and it will make your life better.
Some really interesting points raised by our pirates from Northern Parade Tuesday's group, and lots of top tips on things we can do to reduce the impact of using palm oil. After introducing the topic and beginning their research, the pirates wanted to ban all palm oil use. However, further research saw them change their minds, as they now understand the impacts banning all palm oil would have on the farmers who rely on the income from palm oil production to survive.
We haven't been working on this with the pirates alone, though. All of the hard work the pirates have done has been supported throughout this term by our amazing team of volunteers. Our volunteer crewmates come from all walks of life and bring some amazing experiences and skills to share with the young pirates. Here to tell us more about what that experience has meant to her personally is another of our crewmates, Nikki.
I've been volunteering at the Literacy Hubs for 2 years. It is such a fun and rewarding experience working with the children, and no two sessions are the same. I was motivated to volunteer because of the creativity of the projects that the young pirates get to do, as well as the fun space that's been created in the Pompey Pirate Hub. I currently volunteer at the same session every week, which gives me a chance to get to know the kids and build a relationship with them. But there is a lot of flexibility to choose different shifts throughout the week to suit you. All the staff are super friendly and supportive, and so incredibly driven to create the best experience for the children who come to the sessions. We also have volunteer socials and have recently started a book club, and as a result, I've met some really lovely people. I would thoroughly recommend volunteering and hope to see you on the ship soon.
As Nikki said, you too can make a difference in our local community by signing up to become part of the Pompey Pirates crew. Just visit www.theliteracyhubs.com. .co.uk for a link to our volunteer application form. We really couldn't do the work we do without the support of our volunteer crewmates. They are a vital part of the team. If you're enjoying listening to the speeches from our young pirates this evening and you think you might like to get involved in supporting future projects, then you can join the crew too. For more details on all things volunteering and information on how to sign up, just visit our website, which is www.theliteracyhubs.co.uk. That's www.theliteracyhubs.co.uk.
Express FM.
So far, we've heard some really compelling information about the impact that using palm oil is having on our world, but we're not done yet.
Coming up now, we will hear from the Pirates of the Friday Group from King's Academy Northern Parade School. They have some crucial advice about how to reduce the devastating impact that palm oil production is having. So let's dive straight back in and hear from Chase, Alexis, Skylar and Archie.
Welcome to our radio show about palm oil, where we are Pompey Pirates. We are Skylar, Archie, Chase and Alexis, and we are from Northern Parade School in Year 4. Palm oil is a vegetable oil which grows on oil palm trees. They produce 3.8 times more oil than other trees that produce oil. 50% of the food we buy has palm oil in it, including Nutella, Oreos, washing up liquid and shower gel.
Palm oil is unacceptable and dangerous because we are hurting and killing animals throughout the process. It's horrifying. We take away trees and orangutans and other animals. We need to plant palm oil trees. 48 football fields of rainforest are destroyed every minute. Deforestation kills animals and products more greenhouse gases than cars, planes and trains combined.
Do you ever think about whatever you eat and what is inside it? Do you ever think of helping the orangutans? Don't just stop using palm oil. Other sources are less efficient, so need more space to grow. Also, the farmers who produce palm oil depend on money and they could lose their homes too.
Sustainable palm oil is alternative. It's better for the animals because there's less deforestation and it's still food for us. Sustainable palm oil is from trees that are grown using guidelines. It protects the environment and local communities. Wildlife corridors are kept. Primary rainforests are not cut down. This is vitally important, so please tell your friends, use less palm oil and use sustainable palm oil.
For those of you who are regular listeners to Express FM, you may well have heard from us at Pompey Pirates before, and you might already know that we are part of the Literacy Hubs, a Portsmouth-based charity aiming to help communities across the city to gain the literacy skills they need to thrive.
This evening's show is all about the environmental impact of using palm oil.
I'm Elliot, and I'm here with Captain Sarah and Captain Gemma from the Literacy Hubs. Tonight we are further exploring the fascinating topic of palm oil use with the help of the Pompey Pirates.
My name is Henry.
My name is Isabella.
And we are from Northern Parade.
Have you ever tasted palm oil? What is it? Where does it come from?
Don't worry, because we're going to tell you. Palm oil is a type of vegetable oil and it comes from
the oil palm plant, which mostly grows in the rainforests of Indonesia and Malaysia. Palm oil is found in 50% of all supermarket foods, such as crisps, cookies and cornflakes.
Why is palm oil bad? It has a devastating impact on the environment, such as critical climate change and disgraceful deforestation, which in turn has led over to 50,000 orangutans' deaths. Do you feel good knowing this because it makes us feel sad?
Angry.
And furious. What can we all do, including you? We can make positive changes at the supermarket, such as looking for products that don't contain palm oil and looking instead for products using only sustainable palm oil. We have the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil Organisation work to stop deforestation and be kind and caring to animals and the workers of the plantations.
We can also inform our friends and family to reconsider their use to
Generation Z
can make an exceptional change.
Thank you for listening.
Greetings, fellow listeners. Our names are
Peyton
and Mason from King's Academy Northern Parade.
We will be talking about how palm oil is affecting the orangutans.
Do you know how many orangutans die every day because of palm oil? Over 50,000 orangutans in Indonesia have died as a result of deforestation for palm oil.
Palm oil is the oil from an oil palm fruit tree. Oil palm trees produce 6 to 10 times more oil than other trees, so it's very easy to produce. It's in 50% of all your supermarkets' foods and products. Look for palm oil in the instructions. Fun fact, palm oil has over 25 different names.
Palm oil causes deforestation, which gets rid of orangutans, homes and food. By cutting down and burning rainforests, they will be spotted easily by predators and die because of CO2 gas. The orangutans just want to live in their homes.
Destroying homes, destroying families, destroying life. What a shame.
What do we do then?
Why don't we just cut back?
Because the farmers, 80% of palm oil comes from Indonesia. Over 3.7 million people in Indonesia have jobs using palm oil. Yet we use other oils. We have to cut down even more space for other trees. It's shocking that if we stop using palm oil, the farmers will go poor and lose even more habitat, trees and animals.
What do we do then?
Use sustainable palm oil. Do you know what sustainable palm oil is? Because it's a much safer alternative for orangutans and less trees are cut down.
RSPO. It's a company which has a checklist to protect the rainforest.
Palm oil is disgraceful and harms so many animals. Use sustainable palm oil because it's better for the orangutan.
Hello, we are
Darsnan,
Sam,
Indy,
and Zalan
from Northern Parade.
We are talking about deforestation caused by people producing palm oil. Deforestation is horrible. It is cut down and burning off our emerald trees to make way for one type of tree, the oil palm tree. Why is it so bad?
When we cut down and destroy trees, it takes away our oxygen and sacrifices our endangered animals' home. Animals such as the pygmy elephant and the Sumatran rhinos and orangutans. By chopping down trees, the poor orangutans can't survive. They are losing their habitats and food. Imagine if you didn't have a home or food to eat. How would you like it? Why is this all important? Because we need to keep our world and our animals safe. Over 50,000 orangutans in Indonesia and Malaysia has
died as a result of deforestation. The developers are starving animals for profit, killing and destroying so many animals' homes.
Deforestation destroys rainforests. Not many people know that deforestation products more greenhouse gases than cars, trucks and boats combined.
Have you ever eaten Nutella? If yes, did you know you're killing the orangutans? Would you rather keep killing the orangutans or eat Nutella? Nutella has palm oil in it. Palm oil is in about half of our supermarket products, but there are 25 names for it, so it's hard to spot.
The Northern Parade Pirates advises to think before you buy, check ingredients before you buy. This sustainable palm oil means that we don't cut down any more rainforests. We protect our animals and we protect our farmers.
Would you rather use palm oil or keep killing the orangutans?
Consider the consequences.
A very clear message there from our pirates. That has been another of the really enjoyable parts of working on this project with the pirates. So many of them have grown in confidence over the course of their time with us. So to see them confidently and coherently expressing their own opinions is an absolute delight. Now, at the start of this evening's show, we mentioned that a large part of the work that we do at Pompey Pirates is focused on producing meaningful published projects so that the pirates can share their work with the rest of the city. The speeches featured in our show tonight are the outcome of the Pirates' third project, and we have been so pleased to work on this with the support of Express FM. I'm now going to hand over to Gemma, who is going to tell you more about the Pirates' achievements.
If you've been enjoying listening to the Pirates' work this evening, then you might like to check out their first project, which was completed before Christmas. For our first time together, the young Pirates made an amazing accomplishment and became published authors. Their book, entitled Tales from the Seven Seas, showcases their outstanding imaginations and spellbinding storytelling abilities in a collection of short stories. And the best bit is that copies of the book are available from South Sea independent bookshop Pigeon Books. So, if you'd like to dive into the Seven Seas, you can support the work of the Literacy Hubs and support a local business. Win-win!
If you'd like to hear more about the work that we are doing at the Pompey Pirates and the Literacy Hubs, and hear about all our exciting projects and keep up to date with all our news, then you can find us on social media. We are at the Literacy Hubs. Again, with an S at the end. We are on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. So give us a follow or drop us a message. We'd love to hear what you have thought about the interesting work of the Pirates on the show tonight.
Thank you so much to all of you for joining us tonight as we've shared what I think we can all agree have been some insightful, passionate and heartfelt contributions from the Pirates of Northern Parade. I hope that it's given you something to think about, something to talk about at home, and maybe even some ideas of the things that you can do to help change things for the better.
Thank you to all the Pirates for all the effort they have put into making this a very special show. And thanks once again to Express FM for supporting the Pirates to share their work with the City of Portsmouth. And thank you to you for joining us. We hope you've enjoyed the show.
Sadly, that's the end of this evening's show. But if you've enjoyed it, the good news is that we'll be back at the same time on Wednesday. So tune in to hear more from the Pompey Pirates. Good night.